FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, cause it goes. with me and my crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do. Just what the folk came here to do. Yep, 'cause it goes on.
1057 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 1057 CFW.
smooth criminal.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Pop a cap and
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is warning residents that a bat tested positive for rabies in the area. According to a press release, the bat was found crawling on the ground and unable to fly near the intersection of LaSalle and Peterson Streets in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Health officials are reminding any residents that may have come into contact with the bat to seek medical attention immediately. Residents should also stay away from any other bats they see, as they are considered to be a high risk of carrying the disease. The former Village of Hawkins treasurer, who tried to steal nearly $100,000 from the library in April, has entered a guilty plea. According to court documents, 79-year-old Marsha Lyons tried to wire transfer about $95,000 from the Village of Hawkins library account to a different account, but was unsuccessful as the library account didn't have those funds. She then transferred $67,000 out of the library account, saying she was only going to borrow it for a couple of days so she could buy gold. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight. Light winds across the area as temperatures drop into the mid-40s by dawn. We'll see more clouds on the way for your Thursday. Light northwest winds. Afternoon highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 51.
CFW.
CFW.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question. Cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is
1057 CFW. Remember this one?